John Walton, play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals on the radio. You can hear his call of every single Capitals game on 106.7 The Fan. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Walton Caps for all insight into the Washington Capitals. John, thanks so much for your time. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Corey. Good to be with you.
Excellent. Obviously, the Capitals are doing well. Also, their second-round series is set with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But before we get into that series, I was just curious if anything surprised you about the Capitals and Philadelphia Flyers' first-round series, whether it be a player on the Capitals performing overwhelmingly or underperforming, if you will.
I think the thing that probably surprised me the most about the series with the Flyers was the length of the series, because I didn't think it was going to go six games, to be honest. I thought five sounded about right.
Yeah.
But I think Michael Neuvirth had a lot to do with that. I think a game five in which he made 44 saves, I think in any other realm that would have been a series 1-5 and you didn't have to worry about a trip to Philadelphia. So I think I was a little surprised that it went as long as it did, but I think beyond that, it was a very good special team series with a power play scoring eight times. The penalty kill only gave up one.
Mm-hmm.
That's something they're going to need to carry forward against Pittsburgh, no doubt. But I think, you know, by and large, I mean, going up against the team, look, I mean, you're in a Stanley Cup playoff series. I don't care if it's a 1-8. There are no easy teams on any given night in the NHL. And if you make the playoffs, that's an accomplishment. The Flyers are playing as well as anybody down the stretch. So I thought to finish them anything less than seven games was an accomplishment. I think it was very good for this team. They hadn't done that in a few years in any playoff series. Now they can look forward to Pittsburgh and hopefully try and carry that momentum forward.
Right, and this is the first time Pittsburgh and Washington meets in the Stanley Cup playoffs since 2009. It seems like it's been earlier than that, but really, I mean, yeah, it's been 7 years now. Pittsburgh, of course, beat Washington in seven games en route to their Stanley Cup victory that season, and then Pittsburgh beating the New York Rangers 4-1 in the first round looked very good, especially in the last couple of games where they just really put the pedal to the metal. Could you just talk about the differences in style of play between the Philadelphia Flyers and Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, with the Penguins, they are a much better offensive team than the Philadelphia Flyers are, and I think that's probably step one. They've got four lines that can score. They have three lines that can really score, and they've been able to kind of reinvent themselves on the fly because they have Carl Hagelin, who they got in a midseason trade with Anaheim. He's been playing with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel. That line scored a lot of goals, and they've gotten some call-ups from the AHL that have made great contributions. Tom Kunackle and Brian Rust and Connor Sheary, going with a lot of the usual suspects like Malkin and Kunitz and Crosby, of course. So there's a lot of offense, and the real challenge in this series is going to be being able to get the defense in a position where you get the matchups, especially with the first two games at Verizon Center, that you can get the last change at home and get the matchups that the coaching staff wants. Hopefully Brooks Orpik is available. Hopefully Carl Alsner is a little banged up. He's going to go in game one, but trying to see whether or not he's able to carry forward. They've got to get everybody rolling the right way on defense. That's going to be the real challenge, because Philadelphia didn't pose as much of a threat. And what little threat they had with guys like Wayne Simmonds and Claude Giroux, the Caps defense totally shut them down, but they were able to key on those guys. You're not going to be able to just key on one line in this series or even two lines, because they've got three that can hurt you. That means, you know, a guy like Nate Schmidt and Dmitry Orlov, if Mike Weber or Taylor Chorney ends up playing in a game or two, those guys are going to have to, you know, step up and perform, because it has to be a complete team effort. If Caps are going to win this series and go to the conference finals, they're going to need everybody playing their role and playing it pretty well.